This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 12th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. No Christian denomination and no part of the world is exempt from persecution now. That's according to American evangelist Franklin Graham, who spoke at the first ever World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians in Washington, D.C. last weekend. Graham said, quote, "The rising tide of modern secularism that we see here in Western countries and Western societies that is creeping into other nations around the world is strongly anti-Christian. Secularists are especially hostile to those who uphold the unchanging moral and spiritual standards of God and His holy word." Unquote. The Catholics in America are rejecting Chick-fil-A, at least for the Catholic Fordham University in New York City, reports the Fordham Observer. Even after Chick-fil-A offered to sponsor the Pro-Homosexual Rainbow Alliance on campus, the student government nixed the idea of allowing the somewhat conservative fast food restaurant chain anywhere near Fordham University. Dr. Andrew Snelling of Answers in Genesis was rejected by the Grand Canyon National Park when he requested samples out of the canyon for analysis. Alliance Defending Freedom will be taking Dr. Snelling's case to court against the park. The attempt to legalize abortion in all cases through the third trimester has failed in New South Wales, Australia. The bill was defeated by a 25-14 vote. And the UK's Supreme Court will hear the Ashers Bakery case. The Christian bakers from Ireland refused to bake a cake for a customer, which was supposed to feature a color picture of Bert and Ernie, the logo for a homosexual group called Queer Space, with the headline caption, "Support Gay Marriage." After they lost their case at the appeals court in Belfast last year, Ashers Bakery is appealing their case to the highest court. To sign the petition in support of the Christian bakers, go to christian.org.uk/support Ashers. That's christian.org.uk/support Ashers. Pew Research has released a report of a major survey on Christianity in Eastern Europe. With the exception of the Czech Republic, there has been a resurgence of interest in Christianity after the Iron Curtain fell. Only 37% of Russians claimed to be Orthodox in 1991, but now that percentage has risen to 71%. Although the Pew report said only about 10% of those claiming to be Orthodox actually attend church once a week. Protestantism is weak in most of Eastern Europe, except for Hungary, which claims 14% Protestants, and Romania at 6%. Pray for Eastern Europe that a reformation would rise among these peoples wounded by atheism and communism. Primetime television has hit a new low. Again, the Starz production of American Gods reintroduces pagan European gods, like Odin, to the modern world. This week's episode includes a homosexual pornographic scene to the delight of reviewers. Rotten Tomatoes gave the show a 98% rating. Romans 1:32 is sobering. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. If the bad news of the last story has gotten you down, you'll want to stay tuned to a fun, uplifting, even humorous special report today immediately following the newscast. Suffice it to say, it'll help get your weekend started on the right foot. A Russian archaeologist has found an ancient megalith sculpture in rock depicting a dragon or dinosaur dating well before Christ. A researcher named Ruslan Parasyolkov found the creature in the Altai Mountains in Siberia, as reported in the Siberian Times. The gigantic dinosaur head, weighing 120 tons, would have been copied from a live animal witnessed by an ancient tribe sometime after the worldwide flood. Job 40, verse 15 says, "Behold, Behemoth, behold his strength in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, a special report that might just make you smile. Dr. Alan Unruh is not your typical chiropractor.
As a chiropractor, we have to treat the funny bone of our patients. One of the jobs Oliver Wendell Holmes said of a doctor is to humor the patient until nature has a chance to heal them. Keeping people in good humor when they're in a lot of pain and when they've been suffering is a critical part of being a doctor. It helps you develop a relationship, and people come because it puts them in a good mood. A lot of patients come in saying, "I just come to have a good laugh sometimes," just because they're depressed so much. I believe people are more depressed than they were 10 or 15 years ago, because research has shown by the Barna Group that only about 9% of the people have a wholesome Christian worldview on how it applies to every subject, whether it's science or politics or economics.
Dr. Unruh has written the politically incorrect book of humor, Why It's Better to Be Right Than Politically Correct, a compilation of 2,500 one-liners that he's collected on over 250 subjects over 47 years.
Political correctness, according to G.K. Chesterton, is a weapon of mass distraction. It's tyranny with manners. Christian people are talking about how they can discuss different subjects with their friends and neighbors using humor.
Dr. Unruh quotes from Proverbs 17:22.
A merry heart is medicine to the soul, and it's a way to relate to people.
He uses humor to communicate truth on a myriad of subjects, like economics.
Economically, we're kind of like the guy who jumped off the Empire State Building. Every window he went by, he said, "I'm all right so far." Karl Marx's mother, she said, if Karl, instead of writing about money, if he ever made any, he'd have a different philosophy.
And socialism.
Socialism, for instance, only works two places, heaven where they don't need it, and hell where they already got it. Ronald Reagan said, if we socialize the Sahara Desert, in 2 years we'd be importing sand. It just flies in the face of human nature.
And even on the heavy topic of abortion.
Ronald Reagan said, I've noticed that 100% of people who are pro-abortion have already been born. And Maxine Waters, a Democratic congresswoman from California, when asked why she was marching at a Planned Parenthood rally, she said, I have to march because my mother didn't have the right to have an abortion. So how do you argue with someone like that? She has her feet planted firmly in midair. So we've got to show the absurdity of their viewpoint. We try to use a little humor in even serious subjects like abortion.
On excessive federal spending, Dr. Unruh said, quote, they're voting now to raise the debt ceiling. If you went home and found out your sewer was backed up to the ceiling, would you raise the ceiling or would you start pumping out crap? They're not thinking this thing through. And on the death penalty, he offered this line. Liberals are against the death penalty. They need the votes. Not surprisingly, a lot of pastors are snapping up this book to quote the jokes and sermons. But as Dr. Unruh indicated, humor will enable all of us to be able to bridge the gap with people who do not share our Christian worldview. And if we can make them smile, then they might be that much more open to the serious point which we're making. Like this powerful two-sentence joke on the transgender issue. Quote, I used to be a man trapped in a woman's body for quite a while, but then I was born, unquote. I hope this special report made you smile on this Friday. While you're thinking about it, head on over to Dr. Alan Unruh's website, makeamericalaughagain.com, and get a copy of The Politically Incorrect Book of Humor, Why It's Better to Be Right Than Politically Correct. That's makeamericalaughagain.com. If you'd like to win one of three free copies of this book that I'm giving away today, then email me your name, city and state, phone number, and in 100 words or less, why you need this book. send your email with the subject line humor book to adam@theworldview.com. adam@theworldview.com. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.